Welcome, and thanks for listening to the Missouri Review Sound Booth Podcast. We're broadcasting from the University of Missouri campus in Columbia, Missouri, home of the Missouri Review, the quarterly that brings you the best contemporary literature in fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. Every week, we'll be featuring a wide range of readings and interviews with writers, editors, and agents.
A few weeks ago on the podcast, we featured an example of one sort of humor submission we'd love to see sent into our newest category in the 2015 Miller Audio Prize contest, the anecdotal radio essay, Consider the Jellyfish. This week, we are excited to share with you another former submission that we feel captures an entirely different subgenre within this new humor category, Ben Grund's satire, NPR. Time to submit to the audio contest for a chance to win one of four $1,000 prizes is winding down, so send us your best work in prose, poetry, audio documentary, and humor. Ben Grund grew up in New Jersey, raised between Saturday morning cartoons and Sunday morning church. His early life was plagued by important questions such as, how did the sacrifice of Jesus work? Did he take all the sins into his body and then explode like the Hulk swallowing a nuclear warhead? These questions were simultaneously philosophical, goofy, irreverent, and genuine, and when his Sunday school teachers didn't answer, Ben started writing stories to make sense of them. After graduating with a major in religion and a minor in film studies from Colorado College, Ben went on to work on film and television, working as a production assistant while writing screenplays. Ben enjoys telling stories that explore morality, religion, mythology, and human nature while balancing irreverence with respect, satire with sincerity, philosophy with grounded human struggle, and goofiness with real drama. In his spare time, he enjoys poker, martial arts, and pretending to know things about scotch. Thanks again for joining us on this week's Sound Booth Podcast, and we hope you enjoy NPR.
Thank you, Jonathan, for that pleasant hour of post-human jazz. And now we're back with another edition of Now What? I'm joined here by Mari, as usual. Welcome back, Mari.
It's good to be here, Ben.
Wasn't that a great hour of music, Mari?
Oh, I loved it. The Jewish songs of free souls dancing about on the edge of Nirvana really captures ears like nothing else. It's so peaceful and yet so tragic, you know? These are the souls that enchant us with their beautiful music, because they are so close to escaping the vicious cycle, and yet because of their bliss, they forget to take that final step.
Mm-hmm, some amazing work. Well, as you know, listeners, on Now What we discuss are some of the best stories in the age of the apocalypse. You can turn on the news to hear the latest on deity warfare and the status of the human condition, but here, and only here, do we offer regular, quality stories on real, important myths that you listeners care about. We are in a pledge drive right now, so we ask that you sacrifice a small animal. Dove, sheep, calf, whatever you feel appropriate, please understand that we value every drop you spill for us.
We know that offerings are limited at the moment, so we'd like to remind our listeners that only in this moon cycle will we be matching your sacrifices pint by pint. If you offer 3 quarts of ram's blood, we'll match you, but only for this cycle, so please, get your offerings in now. We have some very lovely tote bags for the first 100 donors this hour.
They're very nice, Mari. I've got one right here. Perfect for carrying all the holy weapons you need to fight the demons roaming the earth.
Okay, now that we got the business out of the way, what's our story today, Ben?
Well, Mari, our story today actually comes from the city builders. As the public is very aware of, the Kingdom of Heaven has yet to be built because of a clerical error preventing a building permit being issued to God. Originally prophesized to be built in the generation after the violation, it is clear that completion of the kingdom is not going to be anywhere in the near future. Now, while this has become somewhat of embarrassment to everyone involved, we don't often hear a lot of people on the ground.
Yeah, they tell you it's going to be this perfect new form. You know, the truce you and all that? Well, I've been waiting for my resurrected body for years now, and I'm just starting to give up.
That was James. James is a dead Christian. James was saved in his middle years, as many were, with the promise of eternal life in a celestial body, as well as a nice studio apartment in the Kingdom of Heaven. It sounded like a great deal. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, do a few good deeds, and get a great investment for the new age of the apocalypse. However, he didn't anticipate the bureaucratic hiccups.
You know, when you sign up for these things, you expect some issues. You expect delays, you expect competition. I knew a lot of people had their eyes on this property. I thought the worst thing would be that finding out someone just made up a nice story to keep you from being scared. But I did not anticipate this red tape. I mean, he's the creator of the universe. What the heck is going on?
You would think so, but it turns out that even the creator has a few unanticipated obstacles. We've asked here today Archangel Misrael to explain some of the errors from a closer perspective. Welcome to the show, Misrael.
It's good to be here, Ben. I'm a big fan of the show.
Oh, why thank you, Misrael. That means a lot. Now, you're an archangel for the heavenly host, which means you act as a messenger to the mortals still on Earth.
That is the case, yes.
What's your take on this heavenly error?
Well, Ben, as you know, our Lord is all-powerful, all-good, and all-knowing. The plans for the kingdom lie with his perfect being.
And?
Yes?
What about the kingdom of heaven?
It will come.
But in the scriptures, the prophets are clear about the kingdom being ready within the generation of Jesus' coming. What does God have to say about that?
Well, Ben, God works in mysterious ways.
Which means
no comment.
I see. Well, thank you, Misrael, for your time. We really do appreciate your time here on the Earth.
It was my pleasure, Ben.
We're actually in the middle of a pledge drive right now. Would you mind reading this out?
Ooh, of course.
Do you enjoy listening to quality ham radio when all other entertainment has been destroyed in hellfire? We here at NPR love providing excellent programming for you as you huddle away in your underground bunker. But we need your support to do it. Again, we have a pint for pint special going on right now. If you sacrifice 3 quarts of ram's blood, we'll match it. And as a special for today's listeners, donate a gallon and we'll throw in a wonderful And Now themed umbrella. Perfect for those days of blood raining from the heavens. I've got to get me one of those umbrellas. Oh, they're quite nifty. Well, we have a scheduled plague of locusts in about 5 minutes, so we'll sign off from now. Thank you one more time, Misrael, for coming, and let's close with a single from Jerry Bazooka's new album, Ragnarok. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Missouri Review Sound Booth Podcast, music by Mark Catalano. Check us out online at MissouriReview.com, where you can subscribe to the magazine and enter our 2015 Miller Audio Prize Contest, with prizes of $1,000 each in the categories of poetry, prose, audio documentary, and in the new humor category. Thanks for listening, and check back soon for a new episode of the Missouri Review Sound Booth Podcast.